This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, July 28th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Newsom touts cap and trade. DWR drops subsidence guidance. U.S. and EU reach a trade deal, and lumber tariffs hiked again. Cap and trade dollars cut pollution in ag and frontline communities. As the legislature gears up to reauthorize the cap and trade program, the Newsom administration is touting the achievements of the market-based approach to tackling climate change. The report the Air Resources Board released on Friday highlights the AB 617 Community Air Protection Program. Funded with cap and trade revenues, the program has supported more than 9,000 incentive projects, with 85% of money benefiting disadvantaged and low-income areas. Among the investments were incentives for cleaner on-farm equipment, zero-emission ag trucks, and upgrades to reduce particulate matter from open burning. The program also funds measures to reduce ammonia and volatile organic compounds from dairies and composting operations. The AB 617 program also provided seed funding for a pilot pesticide notification system, compelling Newsom to scale it up to a statewide system. CARB Chair Leon Randolph called the program a, quote, national model for substantially and cost-effectively reducing harmful emissions in vulnerable communities. Governor Newsom pledged to extend cap and trade while rebranding it cap and invest in the face of a federal government hostile to clean air. Since 2017, CARB has directed $632 million toward community-led clean air projects. The program is expanding to 64 communities with new rounds of funding aimed at replacing diesel engines and advancing climate-smart ag practices. DWR drafts guidelines to curb subsidence. The Department of Water Resources has released a document outlining best management practices for addressing land subsidence. The draft offers technical guidance to local agencies and groundwater sustainability agencies for monitoring subsidence and safeguarding critical infrastructure like canals, levees, bridges, and wells. DWR cautions that the document does not replace any existing regulations. The department is taking feedback through September 22nd with in-person workshops scheduled in Delano, Clovis, and Willows. Paul Gosselin, DWR Deputy Director of Sustainable Water Management, stressed that it is critical to hear from our local partners and the public on this. A final version of the document is expected later this year following a review of public comments. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. A deal with EU, but uncertainty about ag benefits. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the European Union and the U.S. will both reduce duties for certain ag products to zero under the terms of a tariff deal announced yesterday. The two sides agreed to zero-for-zero tariffs on certain strategic products, von der Leyen told reporters after an approximately hour-long meeting with President Trump. Among the products, she said, are agri-food products, certain chemicals, natural resources, and critical raw materials. But she also suggested that the scope of such an agreement remains uncertain. Details have to be sorted out, von der Leyen told reporters, Asked whether wines and spirits might be included in the tariff reduction, she said, quote, there's no decision on that one. This is something which has to be sorted out in the next days. Take note, beverage producers on both sides of the Atlantic have been concerned that a transatlantic trade war could dent their bottom lines. They had been urging the two parties to negotiate a solution to the new trade conflict. You can read Oliver Ward's report on the EU trade deal at AgriPulse.com. Commerce hikes tariffs on Canadian lumber. Again, Commerce Department says tariffs applied to lumber imports from Canada will rise further. It's the latest turn in a long-running dispute. In its sixth administrative review of anti-dumping duties applied to Canadian lumber, Commerce determined that most Canadian companies will be subject to a 20.6% duty, up from 7.7%. Some imports to face tariffs of up to 35.5%. Take note, the president has also directed Commerce to consider applying sector-specific tariffs on lumber for national security reasons. If adopted, there would apply on top of the new anti-dumping rate. Canadian lumber also subject to separate countervailing duties. Now, don't miss this. Sources have told AgriPulse that Trump administration officials are compiling a list of agricultural products that could receive exemptions from Trump reciprocal tariffs. The exemptions could soften the impact of the tariffs on U.S. consumers. USDA terminates beginning farmer grants. USDA has terminated funding for some grants through the National Institute of Food and Agriculture's Beginning Farmer and Rancher Development Program, that according to a court filing. Agroecology Commons, which is suing the Trump administration over withheld funding, was alerted in a letter last week its program award was rescinded because the agency, quote, does not support programs that promote or take part in diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives or any initiatives that discriminate on the basis of immutable characteristics. Lawyers for the group, which helps beginning farmers, wrote in a court filing, they are aware of other beginning farmer grants that were terminated at around the same time. M&M Skittles without artificial colors are on the way. Mars Wrigley says that by next year, it will make some of its most iconic brands without using artificial colors. Among the products, M&M's Chocolate, Skittles, Extra Gum Spearmint, and Starburst Original Fruit Chews. When we have identified fully effective, scalable solutions across the entire portfolio, we will share additional item comments and timelines, Mars Wrigley says. The company had been one of the loudest industry voices resisting the effort by the Trump administration, including Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., to get food manufacturers to move away from food dyes. But in its recent announcement, the privately held company says, our experts are exploring alternatives that satisfy scientific safety criteria, technical requirements, and consumer preferences. Here's today's final word. We will fight any attempt to disenfranchise California voters by whatever means necessary. That the California Republican congressional delegation in response to Newsom urging state lawmakers to redraw congressional districts to counter efforts in Texas to add more Republican seats. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, July 28th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Dallin.